are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Matthew 12 verse 43, the Bible says, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. Then he says, I will return to my house. Everybody say house. Say, I am the house. Say, I am the house of God, not the house for the devil. Say, I'm a house of God. The Bible says you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are the house of God. So we're going to talk about it tonight, how you should live as a young person. And if I sound legalistic, I'm not. I'm not going to be legalistic tonight, but I am going to be very frank, because we have to say it as it is, not judgmentally, not legalistically, but you will hear the truth, know the truth, and the truth will make you free. There's a lot of people dabbling with things they should not be dabbling with, and if you play with fire, you will burn. We've all heard, crime does not pay. Amen. Well, sin does not pay either, or sin will make you pay, because sin promises to please you only to enslave you, to take you to a place where you don't want to be. Thank you for that. So the spirit world is real. When Jesus comes into your life, the devil has to leave you, but the Bible says he goes through dry places. He finds no rest. He says to himself, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. So it shall also be with this wicked generation. I want to make this statement and say it very clearly tonight, that not only does God want to save you, God wants you to walk in total freedom, spirit, soul, and body. God wants you to live untainted, unspotted, unblemished from this world. In this world, not of this world. The Bible says we are lights shining in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. And I'm going to say it again. There's nothing as powerful as a young, pure person in school, in university, in the business world. Somebody that refuses to bow to the peer pressure of this world. Somebody that is radically saved without judgment to those who are still in sin. Come on, somebody say freedom again tonight. So the Bible is very clear that when you get saved, Satan will do everything in his power to rob your freedom from you. He'll try and get you back. Try and get you into bondage. The day you're born again, the Bible is very clear. Colossians 1 verse 13, the Bible says you are translated, you are delivered from the domain, from the power of darkness, and you are transferred, translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So you are no longer a slave, you are a son. You are no longer a prisoner, you are free. The prison door is opened when Jesus comes into your life. But you better believe, from the minute you get saved, there's a battle that begins for your soul to get you back. I mean, Peter is very clear when he says in 1 Peter chapter 5, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, your opponent, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, is what the Bible says. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27, the Bible says, give no place to the devil. Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible says in verse 10, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, spirits of wickedness in high places. You better believe and know and understand that this is a spiritual warfare. That you are known in the realm of the spirit. That you can never hide from the realm of the spirit. You may go somewhere and think nobody see you. You may put off the light, but the whole spirit world sees you. Demons see you, angels see you. You need to keep the door closed. Amen. You need to live soberly. You need to live vigilantly. You need to live on the alert and realize that Satan is a trophy hunter, and he would like nothing more than to have your scalp on the back of his door in hell's corridors. Are you listening to me tonight? So the Bible is very clear on how we have to live. We don't have to fear the devil, because we have power and authority over the devil. But we cannot live neutral. Say, I cannot live neutral. Every young person, I believe God's going to stir a desire in you for holiness, not works of the law. Holiness by faith and through grace working in your life. Holiness. Where the world will not be able to get his claw on you because of the anointing. The devil will not get a foothold in your life in Jesus' name. Immorality will not get a foothold on your life, because whom the Son has set free is free indeed in Jesus' name. Somebody say, I am free. Hallelujah. So the things you struggled with yesterday are not coming back. You're not going to be one of those people who say, I was blind, then I saw, but now I'm blind again. I was lost, But then I was found, now I'm lost again. What's up, Jack? How can you be saved and you go back to the very things Jesus saved you from? If you were not happy then and you needed Jesus then, why will you want to go back to what could never make you happy? It's called deception. It's called a lie. It's called the enemy that will outsmart you and try and destroy your testimony. Say, I was blind, but now I see. Come on, say it. Work with me tonight all over the country. Say, I was blind, but now I see. I won't be blind again. Say, I was lost, but now I'm found. Put your finger on your chest and say, I am saved. Say, I am born again. Say, I'm a child of God. Say, I belong to God. Say, I am the righteousness of God. Say, sin has no hold on me. Say, I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I'm born again. I'm different. I'm free. In Jesus' name, if you believe it, somebody stand up, give the Lord a little praise, jump there in your seat tonight. Everybody in your workplace should know you're a Christian, not because of Bible bashing people, but because of the life you live. I remember 1987, just after Noreta and I got married, the last offensive operations in Angola, I went there for 3.5 months to married for 6 weeks, and then we went up into Angola where there was Ops Modular, Ops Packer, Ops Hooper. I was there for 3 months engaged in many of these military operations. But we gathered in Debrug and we drove 8 hours to Angola, sitting in my rattle turret as an officer. And the first day that we gathered together, because I told you last week, when men come together in those days, when they leave their homes and they put on that brown uniform, it's like that brown uniform brought the worst out of people. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Not a young person, but the older generation will understand what I'm saying. I mean, the guy could be an attorney, could be a doctor, could be a lawyer, an engineer. But when he put the brown overalls on, suddenly everything changed. And the first thing that changed was the language. Beep, 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 blinkety, 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 bleep, beep, beep, blinkety, 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 bleep, beep, 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 beep. The way you spoke before you got saved, amen. Now you're saved, you can't blinkety, blink, 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 blinkety, blink, 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 blink. Because you were lost, now you found. Or is there a question about your salvation? First day. The first day, the sergeant of the company came to me, said to me, I see you're different. I said, what do you mean? He says, I've watched you, and the whole day, you haven't touched a beer. They lose themselves just like this. Just like this. Thinking it's freedom. Thinking it's liberty. The very thing Jesus saved them from now becomes the target of their freedom. To pig out, I call it. I said, yes, I am different. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm saying, and I can tell you, without preaching one word, how many people came to me and said, we see something different about you. Because in a conversation, they don't hear, blinkety, blink, 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 byvoeglike naamwoord, bywoorde, beskryflike woorde. En allemaal is dieselfde beskryflike woord wat alles beskryf. Is net 'n lae intelligentie, want mense het nie 'n groot genoeg woordeskat nie. Soos die duivel, lae intelligentie. Sy nie weet wat om te sê nie dan, blink, blink, blink. Blink, blink, the devil, blink. We're different. You can't lose your rag and you're witnessing to people in the next minute. Blip. We need to walk in our freedom. I mean, I'm passionate about this for our young people. Not religiously, not by the law, by grace. We're going to talk about that, what grace looks like. Freedom. Galatians 5 verse 1, the Bible says, it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. It was for freedom. Meaning, he opened the prison door and the prisoner should be outside the prison. But how is it that some people have walked out the prison, then they choose to walk back into the prison? Into the prison of sin that produces bondage, slavery, fear, condemnation, guilt, shame. Jesus opened the prison door. There's nothing there for you. So the statistics say that's in the world, within 3 years of release, two-thirds of prisoners are rearrested and go back to prison. Two-thirds. After 5 years, 76.6% of released prisoners are rearrested. Now, amazingly, it is a similar statistic that Jesus uses. Remember when he talks about Mark chapter 4, the sower sows the word. Matthew chapter 13, the sower sows the word. He talks about four categories of people, four kinds of ground. And 25%, according to that, endure to the end. 75% fall out. They should not fall out, but they fall out. Because every time the enemy comes, the devil comes to steal the word. The devil designs cares, deceitfulness of riches, lusts of other things to enter in to choke the word so the word becomes unfruitful. The enemy will design something for you to get you out of this race. He knows you better than your mama, than your papa, than your husband, than your wife. He knows you 24/7 and he knows how to set you up. I mean, truth is parallel. I've learned that. Natural truth and spiritual truth run parallel. But we're going to change those statistics. Amen. Because the glory of the latter house will be greater than the glory of the former house. And Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. And Jesus who started, oh, come on, the good work in you will finish the good work. We're going to see revival sweep the land. A revival that will produce righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout amen. Amen. Shout freedom again. There's a clever Latin word, which I will not even try to pronounce, which is R-E-C-I-D-I-V-U-S, which means it is an act of a person repeating an undesirable behavior after having either experienced negative consequences of that behavior or having been trained to extinguish that behavior. It is also used to refer to the percentage of former prisoners who are rearrested for a similar offense. I mean, can't we learn that one relationship left you empty? And when you're alone, you want another relationship that will leave you emptier. That alcohol that you run, I'm not talking to you, you all are converted. I understand that empty chairs that still will be filled. That bar that you broke down when you got saved, now when you're under pressure, that's where you run again. And people are addicted again as Christians to things they shouldn't be addicted to. Addicted. And we're not condemning people, we're not judging people, but we want to draw a line of freedom because we want victory. We don't want just get by Christianity. God wants you to be victorious. God wants you to live free. God wants you to progress, and you're not going to progress as a slave. So you're a son, but you choose to live like a slave. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Again, Christ, Galatians 5 verse 1, it was for freedom that Christ has come to set you free. It was for freedom that Jesus came to set you free. It was for freedom. Freedom. Now you can define freedom. Freedom. Freedom emotionally will mean no anger, not bound by bitterness, not bound by hatred, not bound by unforgiveness, not bound by depression. Freedom emotionally. Freedom. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. So in the kingdom, there should be peace. In the kingdom, there should be joy. In the kingdom, there should be love. In the kingdom, there should be forgiveness. In the kingdom, we are controlled by a different power and a different standard. We're going to talk about it. Because the miracle of salvation is exactly that. It is a miracle. It has nothing to do with your work, with your efforts. It has everything to do with His work and what He did at the cross. But you have to receive it and you have to walk in it. Like the judge can come up at your parole hearing and say, okay, we're going to release you out of prison. You can go back and sit in prison, or you can walk out of prison. So I think God did His part. Jesus did what He's going to do. He broke the power of sin. He broke the hold of the devil over your life. It now becomes a choice to stay committed to sin. Because your very nature is righteous. Your very nature is anti-sin. So if you have a desire for sin, we have to check the nature. Because you can take a pig. Amen, a pig. Oink, oink, pig. You can take a pig. Are we going to make it a male pig or a female pig? Let's make it a male pig. You can dress him, wash him. Amen. Bath him, spray nice deodorant on him, brush his teeth, teach him to be polite. Put beautiful clothes on him, put a bow in his tail, and you can come to church with him. But if you leave and there's a mud puddle outside, that pink is going to go oink, 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 and he's going to go wallow in the mud, because that's who he is. He's a pig. He's a pig by nature. I mean, a dog cannot help but bark. So the nature comes out. Religion modifies the outward appearance. So people try to live righteously and holy, wrong way around through the law. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. The Bible says what the law could not do, God did by sending his son. So the law could not produce righteousness. Jesus came to produce righteousness. So what does this freedom look like? I'm asking you, what does this freedom look like in your home? What does this freedom look like in your marriage? What does this freedom look like when you're alone, when you should be studying? Hello? What does this freedom look like when Jack says, I'm back in town? Jack, who caused you to backslide 5 years ago, Jack is back. What does that freedom look like? Hey, babe, I need you. Babe, I need you. Babe, I was thinking about you. Brother sends 5 SMSs to 5 girls or 5 messages to, and he waits who takes the bait. Now 2 of them take the bait, and then he quickly makes an excuse to the one he really doesn't want to go on a date with, because he's a player, and any player is never a stayer. Amen. You don't want a player. Amen. Amen. So it's not very difficult. We're going to get into it now, but if somebody wants to date you, look at the nature. Nature. What's coming out? What came out yesterday? Because the nature says who the person is. Not hallelujah, Shandai, Hyundai, tie my bow tie. You can wear a suit and be like the devil. Long-legged woman, dressed in black. Just sway your hips a little bit more. Roll your eyes a little bit more. Just get into the lo and behold dresses. So when the brother talks to you, he has to look to heaven. I'm telling you, sometimes, I'm sorry to say it like that, sometimes really girls, you're not fair on guys. Listen to me very carefully. I mean, you're not an advertising board, okay? You do that in the bedroom when you're married. But the problem is when people get married, they wear overalls and put on polyfiller and cucumber, etc. But when they're not married, they advertise. It's like, and the Christian brother just wants to serve the Lord, but he can't, you know, he's standing in church, he can't look anywhere. He just has to stand like this. It's like, okay, praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. Because like people sit, they're now children of God, and they cast longing eyes like Lot's wife. And they think young people are having fun. Listen, man, I was there. You better hear me. I lived there. You can't tell me I wasn't born saved, okay? I wasn't born again. I was a sinner. For years, I never put my foot in a church. I was bound by alcohol, by a promiscuous life, by violence, by racism. And I was hollow. No matter how much I danced, how many girlfriends I had, how much alcohol I consumed, how many marijuana joints I smoked, Mandrax I took, I was never happy. It could never do it for me. For that moment, I looked to be happy, but it could never do anything for me. It left me hollow. It left me empty. I needed a Savior. I needed Jesus Christ. And so do you. Shout amen tonight in Jesus' name. If you're born again, you will never have rest living a life of compromise. Never. Because your spirit will fight you all the time. So let us not be those who was blind then, saw and is now blind again. God's grace is bigger than your sin. Say amen. So why do so many lose their liberty and freedom that Christ obtained for them? Is it because they don't respect their freedom? Is it because they don't understand their freedom? Is it because they don't protect their freedom? Is it because they are careless with their freedom? Who wants to go back to prison? Nobody in his right mind. So we want to stay free from sin and the hold of sin. We want to stay free from sin and the effects and consequences of sin. Say amen. Because there can be no joy, there can be no faith, there can be no peace in a life of sin. He came to set you free. That is Jesus. He came to open the prison door. Why stay in prison? Why go back to prison? No matter how Satan entices us, let our eyes be opened to understand that just like Jonah, sin will take you down. Sin will take you to a place where you don't want to go. So you have to make it out for yourself who you are. You have to, not legalistically. What is a no-go area for your life? By the grace of God. So Jesus came to destroy the work of the devil. Are you with me? Amen. You might not like everything, but you know, the doctors sometimes have to give medicine that you don't like. Because we want you free. We want you in victory. We don't want you on a treadmill. Every Sunday you make up the ground that you lost during the week. Next Sunday you make up the ground that you lost during the week. Next Sunday you make up the ground that you lost during the week. You try and get yourself right with God all the time because your heart condemns you because of a life of habitual sin. Jesus dealt with sin. Jesus broke the power of sin. Jesus changed the desire for sin. We should progress from glory to glory. Oh, come on, somebody say amen in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So 1 John chapter 3 verse 8, the Amplified Bible says, the one who practices sin, separating himself, the one who practices sin, separating himself from God and offending him by acts of disobedience, indifference, or rebellion, is of the devil and takes his inner character and moral values from him, not God. Notice it's the New Testament. John the Apostle of Love writing, for the devil has sinned and violated God's law from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. The works of the devil is sin. Because before sin, there was no bondage, there was no sickness, no disease, no fear, no condemnation. So Jesus dealt with sin. So we don't want to go dabble with sin. I want you to put your hand on your heart, close your eyes. Everybody pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Father, thank you for loving me just as I am. I believe with all my heart that you sent Jesus, your Son, to die for my sin. I believe Jesus rose from the grave. I believe he is alive. Tonight I open my heart and I invite you, Jesus, to take your rightful place. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Wash me in your blood. Give me the power tonight to be a child of God. I turn away from a sinful life and I turn to you. Save me. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Thank you, Father. Tonight that you hear my prayer, that you forgive me, that you wash me, that you give me a brand new beginning. I put my life in your hands. I can never be the same again. I'm your child. Forever forgiven. Justified. I have peace. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.